Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report, The Market Watch. Today, I am speaking to Theo Klein from the Oxford Economics in Cape Town. Theo, thank you very much. We're going to touch on Trump, the big news in the beginning of November. Yes. People, I think, predicted that he would win with such a landslide. Start off by saying, what do you think? I mean, obviously, Namibia is very small, even in the African context. And I think it's quite clear that Africa is not really high up on Trump's priority list. So maybe some of the impacts that you think his administration will have on our economy specifically, especially now with oil being our future.
Yeah. No, thanks for having me, Michelle. And I think life is definitely going to become a lot more interesting now with Trump back in the White House. And so I think we all need to brace ourselves for a bit of a roller coaster ride over the next couple of years. But Africa certainly, as you said, Michelle, is very low on the priority list for Trump. We don't necessarily see Trump's plans to boost government spending in the U.S. to benefit Namibia, only because our trade links are also very minimal. Namibia's biggest trading partners still remain the EU, Asia, and then the Middle East, and only then sort of the North American area. So there won't necessarily be direct benefits of that, for example, for Namibia. And also, as a result, we don't necessarily expect to see a pickup in foreign investment from American companies into Namibia, except maybe for in the oil and gas industry. But that sort of still remains a big, you know, mystery of what exactly, how will the U.S. be involved in local gas operations and in what shape or form. But I think, Michelle, there are certainly a lot of indirect impacts for Namibia. So under a Trump presidency, we do expect higher inflation over the medium term across the world, and that's mainly because of Trump's import tariffs. So China will be the hardest hit in terms of that, and the tariffs will also be much higher than any other region. Other countries that Trump will be targeting for import tariffs include India, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, the EU, and then Canada and Mexico as well. So I think what that will lead to is higher consumer goods prices in the medium term. And as a result of that, central banks in developed countries will cut their interest rates more cautiously next year than they would have under a Harris presidency. So what that then also means is that the US dollar is likely to trend stronger next year than it would have under a Harris presidency. And that's bad for Namibia because a stronger US dollar automatically means that our import prices will go up. And since Namibia imports most of what we consume, that means general consumer prices will go up. And then also, because developed countries are expected to cut their interest rates more cautiously next year, we also then now think that South Africa, and by implication, Namibia will cut their interest rates more slowly as well. So initially, we expected Bank of Namibia to cut the repo rate by a cumulative 100 basis points next year. And now we've reduced that to only 50 basis points cut in the repo rate for next year. Now, Michelle, these import tariffs will not immediately increase consumer prices in Namibia. It will take time for that to filter through. So we're not saying inflation will now suddenly start jumping higher in the next 3, 4, or 6 months. So we still expect inflation to be somewhat benign next year, but then it can pick up certainly from 2026 as these tariffs start kicking in. The other thing is that these tariffs are expected to reduce or lower economic growth in emerging markets, and especially in China. And now China has already been struggling with kickstarting growth in their economy since last year. So we actually think that that could also lead to lower commodity demand. And that will then be negative for Namibia, especially for the mining sector, which is a primary driver of economic growth in the country. So that is then also how it can indirectly impact us. And as a result of that, we think that commodity prices could actually trend lower. And that will then also weigh on the rand, because the rand is very sensitive to commodity prices. So once again, we see that inflationary impact that could come through to Namibia, and then also higher interest rates. The one positive, yes.
I'm going to quickly just ask you there. I think something that I struggle to understand is that one of his main election promises was to actually lower inflation. And obviously, many economists are wondering how he's planning on doing that, knowing that his tariffs or the impact that his tariffs will have on prices. How do you think that will play out if that was one of his main election promises?
Yeah, I think that's simply a promise he won't be able to deliver on if he goes ahead with his tariffs, Michelle, because in the previous presidency, we did actually see U.S. inflation tick higher because of those tariffs. And what China's done since then is establish businesses in Mexico, amongst other countries, and then exporting goods from those countries to the US. But Trump knows that China's doing that, and that's why countries like Mexico and India are now also being targeted with import tariffs. It remains to be seen to what extent he charges tariffs. We are expecting general tariffs to be lifted by 25 to 30%. Which is more or less in line with what he did, in 2018 and 2017. So I don't see that's a credible promise to have made, to be very honest.
Mm.
And certainly the Federal Reserve will see this as an inflationary risk. And it is likely that it will mean that they cut interest rates in the US a lot slower than they would have under Harris. And the one positive, though, for U.S. inflation, and I think that is where Trump could deliver on his promise, is that Trump is still very bullish on oil. So he wants to deregulate the oil industry and allow oil exploration. And that could lead to further increases in oil production in the U.S. And that is then expected to lead to lower oil prices in the U.S., which I think through that channel, he could assist in lowering inflation in the U.S. Yeah. But then for us, Michelle, lower oil prices, thanks to Trump, being more bullish on oil production, it could have led to fuel price cuts in Namibia and South Africa. But because of the stronger U.S. dollar effect, I think that will offset the benefit of low oil prices. So for Namibia, once again, I don't see relief to fuel prices, but certainly for the for American consumers, could lead to lower fuel prices for them.
So Theo, I'm only hearing good news for the USA and bad news for the.
Unfortunately, that's our narrative and that's how we see things, Michelle, with the information we currently have. So obviously Trump's policies and his plans will become clearer in the next couple of months or the first few months of next year. But at least given what he said up until now, this is what we then expect to happen.
Yeah.
But let's hope this is the severe scenario that doesn't have too high a probability of happening.
Yeah, and I guess also, this is where the economists are standing at the moment. But like we've seen from history, anything can change. And at the moment, what's happening in Russia and Ukraine can just throw everything out, all predictions, any economic model. So things are actually quite uncertain. Thank you very much for talking to me. Unfortunately, that's all that we have time for today. But yeah, uncertain times, I think, and we have an election next week as well. So for Namibia, things are also out there and being evaluated. So where that takes us. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me, Michelle.